is Lola. I'm from the Manchester College. We work in partnership with Verde College and People's Voice Media from Manchester. We also worked with a range of learners. We had work-based learners. We had learners with learning difficulties, disabilities, adult returners, and ex-need. What worked well for us, and this is based from lessons learned from the past, we actually consulted learners and tutors to identify specific devices, technologies that will make a difference to the teaching and the learning process. Also, we were able to negotiate very competitive value for money deals with suppliers. Key benefits for us. The project actually experienced more flexible and definitely more efficient learning, delivery and assessment process. Our learners were able to access learning materials, learning resources 24/7 at their convenience, and they were able to complete tasks in their own time. Assessment methods, tutors were able to adopt assessment strategies that met the needs and the preferences of the learners as well. We also saw a faster completion and faster achievement of qualifications, especially in the work-based learning group. We've never seen that before the inception of the mobile technology. That has a ripple effect as well on the intake of our work-based learners, where to take more. Also, we experienced a notable enhanced learner motivation, engagement, inspiration as well with our ex-needs groups who would normally find it difficult to concentrate and engage in the learning process. Two key messages. You need to actively engage the SMT for a successful project. Key curriculum managers, e-learning enthusiasts. Our stand will demonstrate the use of PSPs and the video camera. Thank you very much.
Hi, Deputy Principal from Sheffield College. What worked well, we had a very large collaborative project involving seven partners across the city. Perhaps surprisingly, no major disagreements, lots of discussions, but positive English faculty from every involved, so thank you for that. CPD events, over 9 months, we had just over 400 attendances at MOLET CPD events. And again, thanks to the LSM mentors for their contributions to those events. And the third most important thing that worked really well this last year, the Moodle set of the community of learning, around 200 participants, lots of resources on there, and that's a legacy, that's there forever. It's still being used, things are still being on to TV on most years, so the legacy is actually there from last year already. Key benefits, the first major one, major positive school-college relationships with six secondary schools across the city. CPD events, technicians, gadget fests, all sorts of bits and pieces. We've been invited back this term to other things, and it just continues, right? And the key benefit, transformation effects on classroom practice across the city. The workshop we're doing this afternoon, that's just one example. We've got a few kids who are having to wait just before they fall asleep. From City School in Sheffield, who will be showing you quite an innovative way of using PSPs. If you miss the workshop, have a look on Mobile TV, there's some stuff there about it. Two key messages, have a project plan, think you know what you're doing before you start, but make sure it will be flexible, will promote innovation and will be variable. So SMT have to be behind, as people have said, you need admin, you need technical support. And a quick word for Rob, who will also wave, who's our systems engineer, thank you. If you want to talk about technical support, talk to Rob. The other key message, connectivity. 2 years ago in Sheffield, you said Wi-Fi across the college, and you've got sort of bright smiles and giggles. It's now in the strategic plan, it's happening. The commitment is by 2012, it'll actually be in place a lot sooner than that. And upstairs, we've got some of the key people involved in the project there for you to talk to. And the key thing afterwards, the last thing I'd like to say, we targeted 100 staff and 800 learners. 350 staff and 3,000 learners got involved last year. And we've also got lots of images you can look at as requested.